This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An official North Korean document obtained by The Voice of America suggests that Kim Jong-un, the leader there, does not intend to give up his regime and the nuclear weapons, a position that appears to contradict the Trump administration's certainty that North Korea will denuclearize. The document is teaching guides for instructing top military officials on Pyongyang's official internal position prior to a second summit with the U.S. President Donald Trump. The document makes clear that Kim saw the meeting in Hanoi to strike a final deal as a means to accept as a global nuclear strategic threat. 1,000 more U.S. troops are being sent to the Middle East in response to the attacks on shipping interests that are being blamed on Iran. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the 1,000 new troops are being deployed for defensive purposes to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the Middle East. He says the U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran, but needs to keep military personnel safe and national interests protected. The Pentagon also released new photos to say that Iran was behind alleged attacks on ships, while Tehran says it plans to exceed the limit on uranium stockpiles established under the 2015 nuclear agreement from which the Trump administration has withdrawn. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, the United States responded to Iran's plan to surpass the internationally agreed limit on its stock of low-enriched uranium, calling it nuclear blackmail. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reports say as many as 12 people are dead after two strong earthquakes rattled China's southwestern Sichuan province late Monday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the first quake of 5.9 magnitude was followed shortly afterwards by a 5.2 quake in the same area. Both quakes were centered near a city in a largely rural area and registered a shallow death. Egypt's former president, Mohamed Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power, collapsed and died during a court session. Officials said the 67-year-old had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed Monday. The Trump administration will hold Mideast peace workshops next week without some key representatives. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace conference will have neither Israelis nor Palestinians. A White House official says no Israelis were invited because it's focused on the administration's economic vision for the Palestinians and not on political issues. The Palestinians, though, are rejecting the peace plan out of hand, saying the Trump administration is biased toward Israel. They're urging Arab nations to also boycott. The White House has said Jordan, Egypt, and Morocco will attend the meeting in Bahrain. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. voiced new support Monday for Hong Kong democracy activists, saying they were demonstrating for basic rights. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortega said that the hundreds of thousands of street protesters calling for withdrawal of a proposal to extradite criminal suspects to China for trial and the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam were engaged in peaceful protests for things which are enshrined into basic law. Mexican authorities are boosting enforcement efforts along routes used by many migrants heading north to the United States. AP correspondent Matt Small has details.
Mexico plans to send 6,000 National Guard troops to its border with Guatemala. Over the weekend, Mexican authorities were busy along routes migrants often use in southern Mexico, checking IDs, pulling migrants off public transportation, and stopping four trucks packed with nearly 800 migrants. The National Migration Institute says 1,000 immigration agents have already been dispatched to the country's north and south borders as Mexico faces increased pressure by the United States to slow the surge of mostly Central American migrants through its territory. I'm Matt Small.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration announced plans to slash hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The news came as the president criticized the thousands of Central American migrants who have come to the United States in search of asylum. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.